Welcome to the 7 in 10 podcast. I'm guest host Darren Clark, and I'm on a mission to spread more awareness. We'll be chatting to educational specialists to bring you inspirational stories and to discuss all things 7. You can find us on Facebook at 7 in 10, where you can find out more about what we discuss and all our up and coming episodes. We're sponsored by IDL, the International Dyslexia Learning Solutions, who provide software for pupils with special educational needs to schools around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today. Could you just tell us your name, background, and a little bit about your organisation, please?
Yeah, so my name's Carl. I'm the co-founder of The Online School. I've worked in education for about 10 years. I sort of came in through the side. So I really wanted to avoid becoming a teacher. This was my goal when I left university. I studied chemistry and everyone said, you should really become a teacher. You love explaining things. I said, absolutely not. Never going to do it. It's boring was my thought process. And then I decided to become an auditor, which was even worse. And then I kind of fell into tutoring, which got me into teaching, and really fell in love with personalizing programs and homeschooling and kind of alternative education, which eventually led me to running a small school, the principal of a small school in the UK, and then now setting up my own ed tech business, which is The Online School.
Wow. So it seems an incredible journey. And as much as you said you didn't want to become a teacher, there sounds like there's been a lot of learning from your point of view.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And a total reframing in my mind of what education actually is. And I think that's a lot of where The Online School is kind of born from. I had this very rigid idea of education and learning being this kind of stale dinosaur, to be honest. And I didn't really want to be part of it. And then I found all these amazing people doing amazing things in the education space and really trying to drive that change. And then I wanted to be part of that crowd.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So what got you supporting people with SEND? What was that kind of driving force? I know you've alluded to a few things, you know, before, but what was that steer that you had for that?
So in my life as a tutor, I ended up working, and especially the kind of alternative schooling provision that we had, was actually largely for students with special educational needs. And I felt that this kind of high rapport, this very high contact time, this very personalized delivery was an amazing way to kind of transform the students' understanding of what education is and build confidence. And often it was a gateway to getting them back into a traditional school. And then when I moved to becoming the principal of the school in the UK, we worked very closely, and it was a big part of what I did there was to work closely with the local authority and increase access to personalized learning for students who are largely sort of school phobic or had dropped out, or their attendance had become so poor that they just couldn't get into school. And this was something that I became quite passionate about. And so I started expanding into, we were in Oxfordshire, and then I started expanding into Buckinghamshire and saying what we do is really amazing, and it really is going to be able to be a gateway for these students back into school and to increase that attendance and get them back into a less personalized or not personalized but one-to-one environment, which is what we were providing, get them back into a school community by building confidence. But the trick for me was that I joined the school in February 2020 and I was asked to close in March 2020, as I totally new to a headship, and this was a completely new experience for me. And my immediate fear was, this isn't going to work for students with special educational needs. How are we going to put them online? And we developed a system that even surprised me as the one driving it, that actually got our attendance to increase post-pandemic rather than decrease, which is what a lot of the other schools were seeing. And that's just because we shook up the variety in the way we were delivering. So we went from chat-based lessons only to then, all right, now we'll put the audio on. Now you've built some confidence. Now we'll put the camera on. And now you can come and visit us on site. And this gateway is something that has kind of stuck with me, and it's something that I'm building into the Online School project as well.
It's incredibly inspiring to hear that the end goal is to, you know, we all say, you know, that every child deserves an education, and to have, you know, to look at the system and think to yourself, okay, so what are the good things? What can we take from that? And what are the things that we can change? And it's so inspiring to see that you've taken these things and thought, actually, we can inspire the child, you know, to have that want for learning, because it is really difficult, isn't it? Because if you go down that path of not wanting to go to school or not wanting to learn, it's a very tricky situation to get that child to then start wanting to start going back into school and that love of learning. And that's something that I'm sure, as you know, so rightly mentioned, that journey has to be really taken care of very preciously.
Yeah, I mean, well, even I went on that journey myself. I avoided education when I left university because I had this kind of deep-rooted stereotype of what it was. And it was only when I finally kind of was exposed to this really exciting level of learning that I found my passion. And I often think I found that quite late in life. And what I'm trying to do now is instill that earlier on. So kind of say, no, education can be as exciting as you want it to be, but it's all about the delivery. It's how do you personalize? And we're in my previous school quite privileged in the setup was one-to-one. So we had a lot of freedom. And the real trick is, how do you do that en masse? How do you do that in a classroom?
Absolutely. And do you think there is enough support out there for SEND learners? I know it's a very large question and could be deciphered in many different ways, but just in your experience.
Well, my honest opinion would be no. And that's just because I've seen, having worked with the local authorities, I've seen so many students who have slightly been failed by the system. But it's not really something, and I've always been of the opinion, it's not really something we can point a finger at and say, that's the problem and this is the problem. It's that the offering just hasn't been there yet. And I really do think that the rise of EdTech and on online learning post-pandemic has been an interesting development for students with special educational needs. So we're not exclusively a special educational needs school, but we do cater to lots of students who have different learning difficulties. But there are online schools that are exclusively SEND schools, like Gaia Learning, and they have thought specifically about how to augment each student's experience to kind of get them back into school. And I think the variety in offering is actually what's going to support the students with special educational needs. I think it's, no one's going to have a one-size-fits-all solution. You need all these different educators with slightly differing opinions on what a good education is. And that's, in my opinion, how you get personalization en masse. So I don't think it's there yet, but I think it's kind of coming.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing that. What do you enjoy most about your job, supporting your learners?
The creativity in questions. I love being challenged with interesting questions and then trying to kind of bring that back into the kind of learning experience that I'm trying to create. I always think back to what I think is the best question that I was ever asked, just sort of out of the blue, in the middle of a lesson, a student just said to me, why is water wet? And I think, it's a very good question. You know, why is water wet? And then we sort of talked about it for a little bit on the philosophical level as I was kind of wrapping my head around it. And then we had this opportunity to kind of learn on the tangent. So we were in a chemistry class, so I used it to teach him about the properties of water. Then the next lesson was biology, so I used it to teach him about the nervous system. And I think this is what I like the most, this thinking of personalized but also kind of off-the-cuff ways to teach something in response to a student question.
I think that will always stay with me. Because it is an out of the blue question, but it's such a great question.
Yeah,
I can imagine you just kind of standing there thinking, wow, inspired by the question, and then thinking, okay, how do I answer this? Okay, we'll do this. And I think what the other wonderful thing is that you've deciphered through the different lessons that you had of the different elements of how to answer that question in the best possible way. And I'm sure you'll have many more questions coming to you and work in that way, but that's the innovative way of teaching. And you know, if I had that in my days, I would have been definitely more engaged, and learning can be fun.
Yeah, and I think it's got to be to some extent student led, and that's the real kind of dream that we're trying to achieve, is how do we build that student led element into it, where students are encouraged to ask really unusual questions, and teachers are challenged to answer them and figure out how that teaches them the skills that they need to get their qualifications.
Absolutely. And in imploring them to have that confidence in them to be able to vocalize, you know, their thoughts in this. Craig, it's been absolutely wonderful talking with you. And thank you so much for all the incredible work that you're doing and the many people that you're helping. I wish you the very best on your journey. Can't thank you enough for your time and for the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Send in 10. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. You can catch all of our episodes at www.senin10.co.uk. You can also find us across social media at senin10. Be sure to give us a follow to keep up with the latest news. And thanks again for listening, and we'll see you again next time.